yet near day. It was the nightingale, and not the lark, that pierced the fearful hollow of thine ear. Nightly she sings on yon pomegranate tree. Believe me, love, it was the nightingale.
It was the lark, the herald of the morn. No nightingale. Look, love, what envious streaks do lace the severing clouds in yonder east. Night's candles are burnt out, and jocund day stands tiptoe on the misty mountain tops. I must be gone and live, or stay and die.
Yon light is not daylight. I know it, aye. It is some meteor that the sun exhaled to be to thee this night a torchbearer and light thee on thy way to Mantua. Therefore stay yet. Thou needs not to be gone.
Let me be ta'en. Let me be put to death. I am content, so thou wilt have it so. I'll say yon grey is not the morning's eye, 'tis but the pale reflex of Cynthia's brow. No, that is not the lark whose notes do beat the vaulty heaven so high above our heads. I have more care to stay than will to go. Come, death, and welcome. Juliet wills it so. How is't, my soul? Let's talk. It is not day.
It is, it is. Hie hence, be gone, away. It is the lark that sings so out of tune, straining harsh discords and unpleasing sharps. Some say the lark makes sweet division. This doth not so, for she divideth us. Some say the lark and loathed toad changed eyes. Oh, now I would they had changed voices too, since arm from arm that voice doth us affray, hunting thee hence with hunts up to the day. Oh, now be gone. More light and light it grows.
More light and light. More dark and dark our woes.
Madam, nurse, your lady mother is coming to your chamber. The day is broke. Be wary, look about.
Then, window, let day in and let life out.
Farewell. Farewell, one kiss and I'll descend.
Art thou gone so, love? Lord, I, husband, friend, I must hear from thee every day in the hour, for in a minute there are many days. Oh, by this count, I shall be much in years ere I again behold my Romeo.
Farewell. I will omit no opportunity that may convey my greetings, love, to thee.
Oh, think so we shall ever meet again?
I doubt it not. And all these woes shall serve for sweet discourses in our times to come.
Oh, God, I have an ill-divining soul. Methinks I see thee now, thou art so low as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. Either my eyesight fails, or thou lookest pale.
And trust me, love, in my eyes so do you. Dry sorrow drinks our blood. Adieu! Adieu!
Oh, fortune, fortune, all men call thee fickle. If thou art fickle, what dost thou with him that is renowned for faith? Be fickle, fortune, for then I hope thou wilt not keep him long, but send him back.